I'd like to read to you from a section where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatan Goswami about the opulence and sweetness of Lord Sri Krishna. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama vikibalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. Krishna's body is a city of attractive features, and it is sweeter than sweet. Krishna's face, which is like the moon, is sweeter still. And the supremely sweet, gentle smile on that moonlight face is like rays of moonshine. The beauty of Krishna's smile is the sweetest feature of all. His smile is like a full moon that spreads its rays throughout the three worlds. The three worlds, naming Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual sky of the Vaikunthas, and Devi Dham, the material world. Thus Krishna's shining beauty spreads in all 10 directions. Krishna's slight smiling and fragrant illumination are compared to camphor, which enters the sweetness of his lips. That sweetness is transformed and enters into space as the vibrations from the holes of his flute. The sound of Krishna's flute spreads in four directions. Even though Krishna vibrates his flute within this universe, its sound pierces the universal covering and goes to the spiritual sky. Thus the vibration enters the ears of all inhabitants. It especially enters Goloka Vrindavan Dham and attracts the minds of the young damsels of Vrajabhumi, the gopis, bringing them forcibly to where Krishna is present. The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive, and it breaks the vows of all chaste women. Indeed, the vibration of Krishna's flute takes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration of his flute attracts even the goddess of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets, to say nothing of the poor damsels of Vrindavan. The vibration of his flute slackens the knots of their underwear even in front of their husbands. Thus the gopis are forced to abandon their household duties and come before Lord Krishna. In this way, all social etiquette, shame and fear are vanquished. The vibration of Krishna's flute causes all women to dance. The vibration of his flute is just like a bird that creates a nest within the ears of the gopis and always remains prominent there, not allowing any other sound to enter their ears. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else, nor even to give a suitable reply. Such are the effects of the vibration of Lord Krishna's flute. So Srila Prabhupada comments on this last statement by Lord Chaitanya. He says that the gopis are in samadhi. The gopis are the topmost of all yogis. But although they are not doing om meditation, they are always meditating on that sound, transcendental sound of Krishna's flute. And their meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute keeps them fresh and enlivened and enthused. And as we just heard Lord Chaitanya say, the gopis cannot hear anything else. That's all they want to hear. So, Srila Prabhupada comments, we cannot imitate the gopis. We're not on that platform. But the sound of Krishna's flute is within the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So just as the gopis are always meditating on the sound of Krishna's flute, we can follow in their footsteps and always meditate on the sound of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And if you and when you chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra perfectly, without offense, then you too will hear the sound of Krishna's lotus feet. So we should always be meditating on this Maha Mantra and stay enlivened, refreshed, and always enthused. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.